for youth and for people who do not live in America or who are not aware of what goes on in America, it's important to understand that a lot of that sort of Christian stuff which is going on really is not the original idea of the people who are occupying themselves in these times with preaching and with teaching and with what they in certain times called counseling. Not that they would have to be original. I mean, I'm not saying that it should be that way, that they should be original. But they claim a certain authority and they claim a certain appropriateness which is simply not there. Those people are not struggling with doing the will of the Holy Spirit or with doing right in life or with fighting the good battle. At least the majority of them don't even come close to such questions, that they would find their ministry and that they would work miracles and convert people and bring people to Christ in a good way, and then teach them what is important in the spiritual, teach them about spiritual gifts, teach them about the world and sin and about all the basic things of Christianity. It is nothing. It is a truckload of shit, and that's putting it nicely. There's almost nothing there that deserves any real predicate of realness and genuineness and accurateness and reasonability. It's all a load of crap. Maybe with a few exceptions, I'll say it nice, but quite frankly, I don't know of any much exceptions at all. Except maybe some deviations from the average. Or some people who genuinely do not have the worst intentions. Those I have seen too. I believe that that's possible anyway. So, I mean, not all is of the worst kind, like I would go to a mass or something, I'm not saying that. But for people who do not know what the teaching was normally like, especially I think for American people easy to know, in the 60s and 70s and early 80s, they would think that that's all there is, just like they might be deluded that if they check out, you know, the next satellite channel after the God channel or something, they are related, I think, I don't know for sure. And they look at all those Christian clips which look more slick made and almost more popular than the Pope. You know, if you would have never seen the billboards, Hot 100 or Top of the Pops or whatever your country serves you in that area, you would think that that's the coolest thing in music that has ever been. You know, except of course if you have one album of 10cc, you know it's the biggest crap that has ever been in the music scene in the whole world, maybe. You know, the worst Nazism in music that there's ever been. It's delusive. It's dangerous. People get deluded. They think that it's really something. They go to a praise meeting and they think that it's so wonderful that the demon which was honored there must really be worth something. But that's not true. It is just to lure people in, to delude people, especially young people could be deluded that way, I think. Although they seem to come to their senses quickly, from my personal experience anyway, that's what I think. And what I've seen in at least 5 countries in Europe. Or 6, depending on what count. They seem to be at least thinking more straight than most other people are, luckily. Well, those are hard and harsh words, but it's putting it mildly. I mean, all this Clintonism stuff, I call it Clintonism because I happen to know that that person had an important place there, and I believe that that was a Christian, or is a Christian. Also, I mean, in the personal sense, but not a very obedient Christian. So, I mean, not worth following as if he was some apostle or prophet of a high kind, active in the name of Jesus or in the name of God or in the name of the Holy Spirit in this world. That is not so at the moment, I believe. Not that there aren't worse people in the world, of course. But they don't delude so many people. Not many people are going to follow Brezhnev. You know, they would say, yeah, well, you know. But with Clinton, they would think, ah, this is one of the top American Christians who was a president and who was important, and now we will listen to what his system and his teaching and his prayers will tell us. And so they do. Or at least they did. Is that wrong? Not necessarily. But as it is, yes, that is wrong. Because he definitely didn't go the way that can be called reasonably Christian or acceptable, you know, for God or in that name of Jesus that Christians of course know about. They are not that kind of victorious Christian anymore, or have never been, who have joined there and who want to populate the world as being the next wave of the new Babylon. They are only teaching you, you must take part in our system now. And if people would have been instructed right, they would know that God never works that way. God the Holy Spirit, never works that way. He's not going to enter your church and then take part in the system of the church. He's rather going to blow it up, more likely. That never happens. That's not biblical. He is not becoming part of a bureaucracy. He's not going to do that. So you have your church and your place and you arranged all things, and all he's letting you arrange is maybe the coffee. You know, and some people getting information or help or a friendly ear or something, that he'll probably let you organize and then take part of it. But if you organize your church and then you ask the Holy Spirit to become part of that, I'm very sure that he's declining the offer. He said, no, I'm not doing that. That's, of course, a very wonderful program, and it's important, especially for young people, to know that. That's, of course, what they think. They think that that's the greatest, and they have the big program of how life will go with that particular church, and then there are bishops who will oversee a number of churches and great leaders who will oversee the whole of things, and they become like the pyramid and the eye if you're unlucky. And that's a great curse for everybody to be in. That's a horrible curse. Nobody should like that. No freedom loving post Second World War person in the Western world should want that. And then they want control. Like the same song I mentioned, they got you under control. And now you do as they told you. And that's wrong. That's evil. The church should be setting you free from disease, from oppression, from lies, from the world maybe even, if it's a good church. From misery in certain ways, at least, hopefully. Not keep you in bondage. That's not a church that God intends. That's a church which starts by raping little boys and girls at First Communion and then keeps them under control. That's the church of the Satan, not the church of God. The church of God is not that way. And God does not work that way, that he says, well, for the time being, he will do that. I don't believe that God will put his own person and personality in jeopardy of being such a person. I mean, I believe that he can punish people and peoples, and that he can be raising all hell when he wants to. But I don't think that he'll make his person that way, that he will suddenly turn out to be different. that he's suddenly going to work that way and then halfway change his mind. He doesn't want to work in such a way. Those buildings which they make, those little towers of Babel, are not God's work. And everybody who expects that they will be blessed by that are wrong. They will not. They will be had by that in the end. They'll be cursed by it. They'll be condemned for it. And they'll receive all the plagues that God has for Rome when it all proceeds in that sort of way. And then people wonder why that is. Well, for those reasons. God never told you to go there. God never told you to follow the leader. God never told you to become a decent citizen in the spiritual Clintonism. He never told you that. And for some people, God never told them anything, because all they listen to is a demon and they are not genuinely Christ's own. So how can they expect to be listening to the Holy Spirit in such a way, unless somebody has a genuine utterance for them, which is then checked in public?